All opinions are our own. We do not speak for any specific groups or people. We are not experts and are often wrong, but we look great. Am I right, witches?
Hi, I'm Matt.
I'm Andrea, and I just wondered why Matt's voice wasn't coming up on my recording.
And I just heard.
We're not connected. He's not connected to the computer.
We're not in the same room.
100% we're in the same area. We're in different rooms.
You don't know where I am. I could be anywhere.
I see your bedroom.
You don't know. Put hand over back of me. No, you can't see. That's not for you.
And this is Am I Right, Witches?
And this is Am I Right, Witches?
It's not a title. It's a question. Are we right? You got to tell us.
Because quite often, I don't think we are.
We retract a lot. Retraction faction. Is retraction that what we faction.
You know, but we learn, we grow. And you know, isn't that what it's about? The friends you made along the way?
I've made all of my friends. I'm good. Unless you guys are listening and you're like, I want to be your friend because I want to be your friend. So let's start there. When I say I have enough friends, it does not apply to the people who listen to this podcast. You guys are all my friends.
Unless you're like 6 foot, tan, dark features.
I saw a woman on Instagram who was 7 feet tall. And let me tell you, Matt, I want her to step on my neck.
Okay, so unless you're like 7 feet tall, dark
seven
features.
7 feet tall? Oh my God, she was all legs.
Step on my throat.
I was sitting there. I was like, I'm no better than a man. Just staring at her.
Guys, this just in, there's a patron saint of apple orchards.
Ooh, I wonder what we're talking about today, Matt. Honestly, it took me a really long time to learn that like not everyone had like a local orchard 5 minutes away from them.
Oh, yeah, no. And also the fact that only one of the supermarkets in our town has apple cider from that orchard and the other ones don't.
Well, they have a deal.
I know. And it offends me that even though I could just drive 5 minutes to the orchard, I'm like, no, I'm going to the supermarket.
Well, when I was living in my last apartment, they had apples from our orchard there, which was fun.
Wait, where did they have it?
At one of the grocery stores near me.
Oh,
good news, guys. I have a different job now, so I don't have to pretend like I don't have a witch podcast anymore. Or I don't have a job. What was I doing? I was pretending I didn't work there. Anyways, I work for the radio now.
Right.
And they don't care what I do. I sent them this podcast as a reference to my work. And they listened to it as a reference to my work, and they hired me. So that's super exciting. If you live in Connecticut, listen to Radio 104.1. Sometimes you'll hear my voice in a commercial. But only the cool ones. It doesn't sound like this. I have my professional voice on. It's different.
So.
Matt, what are we talking about today?
If that is your real name.
I think so. That's what my mom says.
Do you have a confirmation name?
Yeah, Cecilia, the patron saint of music.
Ooh.
Yeah, mine's I picked actually, a patron.
Mine's actually secret, so. Okay, I'm actually not ready to discuss mine.
I was like, I could sit here, and if you give me a solid, like, 60 seconds, I'll remember it.
Mine is Saint Blaise, because I was confirmed in Christ. And Saint Blaise.
I took back my confirmation. Like, metaphorically.
I love Saint Blaise. He was a doctor. He saved a little
cool
boy
name.
From choking on a fishbone.
That's a cool saint name, too.
Yeah, and I had a lot of health issues like with my throat and things when I was younger, so I was like, of course.
If you're not Catholic, the idea of confirmation saints is the name is then supposed to go into your name. And no one really follows that, but if you did, my name would have been Andrea Lynn Cecilia Hoyt. And Matt would have been, oh, come on, I know your middle name.
Do you?
Not today, apparently.
Jeremy.
You know what? I didn't know your name. No, I did. It shocks me every time you say it, though.
Yeah, like,
I was expecting
common...
it to be like Anthony.
Well, it's not like a super uncommon name, but it's not common.
So Matthew, Jeremy Blaze.
Yes.
I like that. You should just drop your last name and make it Blaze.
What's my dad gonna do? Yell at me?
From the beyond.
Ooh. Because, you know, I might be dead, but my last name lives on. I'll go, ooh, check again.
Is that something people care about? My family's last name is dying with us. They had all girls. They had one boy out of my cousins, and he has his stepchildren. He's not having any of his own.
I am the only male descendant from my dad's side that comes from someone with that last name.
Oh, so it dies with you.
Yeah.
And that's incredible, because you don't want kids.
And I do not want kids, even
a
little bit.
You and me, Matt, we're taking the family name down.
Yeah, down. I said, last name, Blaze. I said, I'm busy. I said, oh, you want me? I'll adopt a foster child. They can keep their last name. They don't need mine.
Do they have a last name when you adopt?
They can have Blaze. They can be Blaze.
They can have Blaze. I would adopt a child if I like met someone. And they were like, they were like the love of my life. And they were like, I just need to be a parent. I'd be like, fine. Not from my body.
Well, that way you can end up with a woman too. It'll be perfect.
Not from, well, you can biologically, two women can now biologically have a child. They can take your bone marrow and turn it into sperm.
Which, like, but I feel like that's, like, rich. Which, like, I'm not saying you won't be rich, but, like, I feel like that's so much money.
No, this is, resources. Like, goth money. But we fight like women. We fight like girls.
And they win.
Don't let the insurance guys ice you up.
guys and girls. He, they's, gays, all, y'all. There are these billboards on the highway by this lawyer. This is important. Don't worry.
They're
it's
in
about
Connecticut.
It's about a lawyer who, it's a bunch of her, and she is presumably a lesbian. We know that. We know she has a partner. But
her
we
head's
don't know.
Always sticking off the top of the billboard.
And she has spiked hair and wears bright suits.
And vanilla ice is on some of them.
And she did one about how she was pregnant and becoming a mother. And you want to know the best part?
Belly.
Her partner was the one who was pregnant. She was never pregnant.
Oh my god, but they gave her the pregnancy belly on the billboard. It was so funny. I love her. The amount of lore that comes with her from these billboards is insane.
So today.
Why does she know about why does she know Vanilla Ice? Apparently he lives in Connecticut.
I mean,
anyways, Matt, why'd you bring up confirmation saints?
So I wanted to talk about the difference between confirmation saint and like a saint being a patron saint of something versus gods and goddesses being the god of something or the goddess of something.
My
or the personification. No, go on. What were you saying?
My saint is also a patron of something.
Exactly, yeah. And
I said I want a twofer.
So basically, like, what is the difference between a patron saint of something, a confirmation saint, a guardian angel, or like a god or goddess being the god or goddess of something or the personification of something? And then also, what does that mean for like someone, if you are a witch or you know, are more spiritual, having a patron goddess? Like,
Matt,
what is, or patron god, what does that mean?
If you were the personification of something, what would you be?
I don't, okay, well, when you,
me,
where, actually, because that would be Princess Diana. I was going to say, when you do, like, the Princess Diana outfit, and you have, like, a big crew neck sweatshirt, and, like, athletic shorts, and you run
you
your errands.
You want to be the personification of the Diana outfit?
Yes.
I love that. I think I'd be the personification of crying. For sure.
Again, so there is, well, they're the goddess of it, they're a river of it. So that's different.
Right. I think I would be, like, the human representation of it. Like a corporeal tears. Tear deity.
Well, there are actually two goddesses that were people that, like, there's also, because there's personifications.
Matt's trying to take this away from me, and I don't know why. It was just, like, a fun thing, and I have been nothing but nice to you.
Right in.
Did you listen to the last episode? I was so nice.
Oh, my God.
If you hear us reference the last episode, it means we recorded them on the same day. I don't remember anything we talk about after.
You sound crazy.
I have a donut.
But you also sound really supportive.
You were like, oh, she's being nice. I gotta be nice back.
You'd be the personification of eating a donut while recording.
I love donuts. I could be the personification of a donut. Maybe just like a feeling.
Oh, then there's what?
Oh, I'm the personification of panic. Oh,
whoops. That one's my bad.
And then there's also... How you doing? Are you going to be okay over there, Andrea?
No, I don't think so.
Like, are you going to get through it?
I was like, what could a feeling be that I would be the personification for? It's panic. It's fine. So tell me about all of these higher powers, Matthew.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a good generic term. I think higher power worked well.
I just, if you're going to be like this the whole time, I'm going
to
love you.
Talk about your segment?
Yeah, how dare you be supportive? I've actually had, I just feel like enough of this.
Hey, Matt.
Enough of you supporting me.
Can gods be patrons or just goddesses?
God, so I've seen sometimes, which I don't really like, I have always seen the sometimes where it's gods are patrons and goddesses are matrons.
Oh.
But that feels very like, I don't like that.
I hate that.
Yeah. And so, what, that's it? You said okay? And then, oh, are you ready? Because then, yeah, because like, so it's different. So for saints, it's like saying, so it's a saint as someone who has a connection to it. Like in the Christian faith, when you are confirmed in Christ and you receive the Holy Spirit, you kind of choose a saint that you connect with to kind of be your confirmation saint that will kind of go with you on your journey of Christianity.
I'm so sorry. Is confirmation so you can receive the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
I did not know that. I don't think I did mine right. I thought I was just being like, yep, I'm Catholic.
So for like mine, because St. Blaise was a doctor who helped people like with their physical health and saved a boy who was choking, he has to do with physical like throat health.
I feel like it's not that hard to save a boy who's choking.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just going to make sure I stay a few feet away from you so when the lightning strikes.
Do it.
I'm like, I love you, St. Blaise. And then there's like St. Charles Borromeo, who is the patron saint of apple orchards.
Incredible. We need one of those.
And
you're
I'm
in
like,
Connecticut?
Ugh. Wait a second. Wait a second. He suffered from a speech impediment that made him appear slow to those who did not know him. And his father passed away when he was a teenager.
Great.
Wait a second. What are these
might
themes?
Be you.
Oh, and he even worked at the Vatican.
Just
wow.
Like you, Matt.
I've been. Wait, that's good for him. He did a lot. But I do like that he's like, I worked at the Vatican. I dealt with loss. However, I am the patron saint of apple orchards.
He said, that's my favorite thing. I picked it myself.
Wait a second. I clicked because it said apple orchards, and then it goes patron of bishops, catechists, cardinals, seminarians, and spiritual leaders. And I'm like, but then I clicked on the one for apple orchards. So that's weird.
Yeah, learn that's, religions.
That's weird.
Look, we are your number one supporter, and I think you know that by now. Learn religions. Get your shit together.
This was a different website, so that's why.
Well,
oh,
then
no,
never
I
mind.
Googled
learn
it.
Religions.
I googled it. Captivating. Sorry, captivating.
Captivating.
Cultivating and enjoying apples and pumpkins. Do you know this? Saint
Me too, man.
Charles
Me too.
Borromeo is the patron saint of apple orchards.
That's incredible. I love that. The Catholics, they said, we want everything.
So
we want one for everything.
A saint is presumably a person, and if they're the patron saint of something, it means there was a connection to that in their life on Earth.
Sure.
It's like him with the catechists and such. Like, he worked at the Vatican, so that would make sense. And like with St. Blaise, that would make sense. Who was your saint again?
Cecilia! Patron saint of music.
And was she a musician?
I don't know. Probably. What kind of question is that?
I'm sorry, I didn't know
It'd
maybe
be
you
really
knew.
Weird if she wasn't.
Name five of her albums, you fake fan.
I didn't do a lot of research. I googled patron saint of music, and I said that's the one because I love music.
That's fun.
And then a bunch of other people picked it, too. And I was like, oh, they were like, whoa, we're all the same. And I was like, God damn it, I'm a basic bitch. But now I've embraced the basic bitch in me.
So an angel, or like a guardian angel, however, is someone who wasn't human typically. It's like, so an angel is more of a spiritual force that...
There's no way.
I know.
They can't be human?
Well, there's Metatron, but that's different.
But I thought my guardian angel was my grandma.
I mean, I think...
Everyone told me that.
I don't think that there's, like, a rule that says it can't be. I just think generally, if you're looking at the difference between saints and angels, saints are typically people that existed.
Oh, okay.
And angels are more so spiritual forces.
I get it, because you die, you don't really want to take on a job, right?
Except
when you die on your granddaughter's birthday and you have to make it up to her.
Archangel Metatron.
I was going to say I love Metatron in Supernatural. And then I remembered that... I'm pretty sure Metatron... No, never mind. But he was just... he was played by that really goofy guy, and I don't know his name, but he used to, like, guest star on, like, Disney Channel shows.
Obviously.
He had crazy hair, and he talked crazy, and I was like, yep, this is the voice of God for sure.
Well, yeah, so there's Archangel Metatron.
Or he's the scribe of God?
The voice of God.
Oh, okay, I was right.
And he's incredibly powerful, and he was actually said to be a man that was just a very, like, righteous, holy man. Not just. Was...
Like Alistair, but the other way.
Yeah. And he rose up to become a guardian, an archangel.
I'm going to give you a list of names right now, if you're listening, of people we're talking about that are from Hazbin Hotel. Because we really don't give any context. Alistair, Hazbin Hotel. Nifty, Hazbin Hotel. Angel, we're talking about angels. Also a character from Hazbin Hotel. Charlie, we don't know anyone named Charlie. Vaggy, we don't know anyone named Vaggy.
And there you have it.
It's my favorite name for the show.
And there you have it. So,
There's more. We're talking about them like they're our friends in these past two episodes.
You don't know. You don't know who I'm friends with.
I don't think they're real.
That's none of your business.
At least one of them is the concept's real.
Yeah, at least one. at least a couple. But yeah, no. So guardian angels are more so spiritual beings or angels, as opposed to like a confirmation saint is like a saint that you're choosing to kind of help guide you. And saints are typically were once people.
I gotta tell you, I never asked Cecilia for any guidance. Should I have?
Well, you know, and no time like the present. And then there's Archangel Michael, who is also a rare situation because he is Archangel Michael, but he's also Saint Michael.
He's special.
Well, he is. I mean,
yeah, I meant that.
But yeah, so we talked about and guardian angels.
I worked with him for a minute.
What?
Sort of. I said I worked with him for a minute.
He's great.
And then I said sort of.
He's amazing. But yeah, so guardian angels are also thought to kind of be with you throughout your whole life, just kind of watching over you, protecting you, and helping you on your spiritual journey. But then comes the...
Well...
What? Yes?
Then I'm not sure my grandma's my guardian angel. I don't think she'd be very happy about where my spiritual journey ended up.
But I don't know, but then there's the whole... There's some say that, you know, there's the concept of spirit team, which is like a more kind of inclusive term that could, like, include ancestors... It could include deities, gods, goddesses, saints, angels.
Like my grandma.
Yeah, like an ancestor, like your grandma, right there.
You're like, yep, that's an ancestor.
That's what that means. You get it. You're right there with me. And so then comes gods and goddesses. So just, not just. So they are also, they tend to either be the gods.
You know, they're just some gods.
So deities, gods, goddesses often are the god or goddess of something. So, like, there's Hathor, who's, like, the goddess of love, beauty, dance, music, and, like, Aphrodite, goddess of love and beauty, Hecate, goddess of witchcraft, you know, liminal spaces. So, but you're like, oh, but Matt, like, how? Okay, so if they're gods or goddesses
Matt, like, how?
Where does patron come into it? So people,
where does patron come into it, Matt?
So more like spiritual people, or especially people that, you know, do the witchcraft, often will have or learn more about having a patron god or goddess. And a patron god or goddess is someone who kind of leads you on your spiritual journey that you have a closer relationship to.
I love that. That's why I've started working with Medusa more. She's my girl. She's my patron.
Let's see. Green Riot on the Reddit says, what are patron gods?
Oh my god, are you on the witchcraft Reddit?
I should get on the witchcraft. Right, this is the Wicca.
Well, a lot of the information I got for next episode is from the witchcraft subreddit.
What exactly? I mean, that's a basic question. And yeah, they are gods that have special and deep relationships with us. But what it is exactly that kind of relationship? I see in my experience, it's something like a tutor or apprentice relationship that helps us. We help them sometimes. I don't know about that. But I know they help us.
You think I don't help Medusa?
My thing is, I don't know if I would call what I do helping my patron. I mean, I try to help. I love her.
You give them little gifts.
Yeah, I love her very much.
I don't think they've ever asked me for help. Medusa, do you need help?
She said no. She's got a handle. There's no way she needs my help.
She's like, no, I'm actually all set.
She's like, what are you going to do? Cry?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do. What about it?
Me spreading the good news that Nyx is Batman the Knight and my mother. And everyone goes, okay, good.
Yeah. She's like, Andrea helped me by calling me Batman. You helped me by continuing calling me Batman when I said it was okay. I'm Batman.
She is much like Batman. She is the Knight.
She is the Knight. It's one of the best jokes I've ever made.
She is. So, like, that is one thing, too, with gods or goddesses, too. It's like, so Nyx is also, like, she is the Knight. Like, her existing, like, she exists as the Knight.
Well, she's like a corporeal.
Yeah, like an incorporeal form. Knight. Like, essence of the Knight.
Well, she doesn't have a corporeal form.
You did a nice little visual on it.
Batman?
Nyx.
Right, but you just said she was incorporeal.
Yeah, because you did a thing on it that said she was. Remember the visual?
No. What are you talking about? Oh, you're right.
Ha!
I forgot I did those. I should start those again. Those were fun. I still promised Apollo one. Hey, if you want to learn how to work with a deity, send us in a name and I'll do all the research for you. I put it on our Instagram on a pretty picture. Let us know.
Amazing. But yeah.
The issue with that is you have to trust my research.
Amazing. We'll see.
I research a lot. It's fine.
But yeah, so patron gods or goddesses, especially with witchcraft or spiritual journeys, it's like they kind of help you a lot and are kind of involved in all. I see it as like a god or goddess who's involved in like all aspects of like your life and your journey.
Oh, she is. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Right?
Oh my god. Quora. Witches! What is your patron god / goddess?
That's so funny.
Am I right, witches?
Write in and tell us your patron god or goddess. Maybe we should put that on our story.
Oh my god, yeah, write in.
Comes out.
We could make or I could do my little visuals too, my little vibes. My little vibes of, yeah. Yeah, so that would be...
I like when I make something cute to, like, post on the story and then it comes with answers and then you post the answers with, like, cute little vibes and stuff.
Yeah, because I'm right here with you.
I love it.
I love my Andrea in a way.
You know, in all, all the ways. No, not a romantic way.
No, just all close.
Almost all of the way.
It could never work. But yeah, so
we'd
that...
kill each other. For sure. 100% I'd kill you. I don't think you'd kill me first.
No, I wouldn't kill you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Not a fighter.
So yeah, so a patron god or goddess is different. And also similarly, gods and goddesses like weren't
not people. The same.
Weren't people. Like a god or a goddess is not a person unless it's very specific example like Ariadne.
Like Medusa.
But
no, she was a Gorgon.
Yeah.
No, she started. No, she started.
Well, I think it depends.
No, she wasn't a Gorgon. No, she was a human. She started as a human. Her sisters were both Gorgons for some reason.
They were immortal, and she was mortal.
Yeah, and then she got turned into a Gorgon.
But I also
so she was a human.
I also believe that she was more like a proto-goddess, and the Greeks were like, we are misogyny, we're gonna...
Everyone's like that.
I mean, I think that happened to a few goddesses like Lilith.
It happens to like most of the goddesses.
Yeah, like, I mean, look at Bridget, they turned her into Saint Bridget, but that's another issue.
Don't worry, guys, next episode, all about women.
We love women.
We're not even gonna mention a man.
I mean, I've never met
Matt, him. Not gonna be here. Just kidding.
I'll be here as they. I'll be here as here. Just strictly a they, them.
Be there as the they.
Not a he, they. The he will be removed. But yeah, and like, so similar to like what we were saying with, gods and goddesses were not people unless it's a specific example. Like Ariadne, she was amazing. She helped Theseus to get through the labyrinth and defeat the...
Oh my god, no, I read about
Minotaur.
Her.
Yeah.
Because she spun the thread.
Yes, she is... But then Theseus, so it's unclear whether Theseus, like, left her or passed away or got lost. Like, it's unclear.
Never trust men.
So Ariadne, you know.
He probably left.
Men. So Ariadne is left on the shores of this island, basically. Or left on, the ocean shore. And Dionysus, we love. Nothing but respect to Dionysus.
She marries him, doesn't
Dionysus
she?
Yeah, Dionysus finds her and basically
I read that.
Is like, oh my god, you're amazing. I love you. And she's like, wait, you're amazing. I love you. And then
why doesn't that happen to us?
And then she becomes a god.
I love that for her.
He literally is like, no, I think you need to be a god now. And she's like, amazing, I love you, let's get married. He said, perfect, god married. Like, we did it.
I mean, yeah, Dionysus does what Dionysus
literally, he was like, let me call.
Danny DeVito?
He's like, actually, my dad's kind of.
Is for sure Dionysus.
Dionysus, like, actually, my dad's really rich and popular and famous. So
my father,
the king
who are in Olympus.
My father, the king of the heavens, who Jesse didn't meet in his thigh.
Oh, ew.
No, that's a real thing.
That's horrible.
Would not be pleased to know that you are not a god yet. So he's like, let's work on that.
My dad, the inventor of toaster strudel. Is that line in the new movie?
No, because they knew they couldn't handle it.
Oh, that's horrible. This is the best line in the whole.
Well, my favorite was the stab Caesar, and that was also removed.
Oh, they took all of Gretchen's best parts.
No, that's not what Rome is about.
They said, actually, this movie's not about Gretchen. Where's Gretchen's movie? They should have made this movie from the perspective of Gretchen.
You know, what's wrong with her? The fact that she's not still played by Lacey Chabert.
Ugh. Gosh, I mean... No, she looks kind of old now. Not really, though.
Yeah, no, she looks incredible.
I mean, she looks, like, older than she did when she was in Mean Girls, but not by that much.
Yeah, and it's been, like, what, 20 years?
All that Hallmark money, the stress-free living.
I would love, that'd be amazing.
Getting jobs, making movies.
Could you imagine, just...
Being in a Hallmark movie?
Whatever you
being
want.
Being in a bunch of Hallmark movies? Yeah.
Whatever you want.
I imagine it all the time. I think I absolutely have the acting skills to be in a Hallmark movie.
It's Hallmark.
Movie.
We all do. Everybody does.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Coming this summer, me and Andrea's Hallmark debut.
It's going to be about witches. Coming this fall.
Coming this fall. And every scene, we're both wearing cable knit sweaters that get bigger and bigger every scene.
Until we're drowning in them.
And I'm always, you're always sitting down with a hot cocoa. And I'm always sitting down with a chai. And we're going, and we're sitting down.
I'm trying to think of like, what's a witchy October thing? I fall in love with
the owner of the pumpkin patch,
but he turns out to be the Grim Reaper.
And you say this is fine. You say this is also fine. You say this is good.
I'm like, that's okay. If you want to just take me now, we could be together forever.
You're like, I'm available.
I'll be Mrs. Grim Reaper.
You said I don't fear the Reaper. This just ended. Andrea does not fear the Reaper.
Until like 5 years ago, truly. No, this was during the pandemic. So until like 3 years ago, truly thought that that song was Don't Fear the Reaper.
The Devil's Lettuce?
Yeah. She was like, I don't know what made sense to me at the time.
I fucking can't. But yeah, no, we love that. That's incredible. So Andrea,
Are you quizzing me?
What's a patron goddess?
It's someone who it's a goddess that you like work with a little bit more than all of the other goddess, and they just like have a little special connection with you in like a different way than everyone else.
Well, what's a patron god?
And there's like a good how do you I'm not going to lie to you. When I talk about, like, gods and goddesses, I just say gods.
Yeah.
I never say goddesses.
Yeah.
Athena's the god of war.
I love Athena. I said what I said.
Come and try to tell me that Ares is. It's Athena.
I mean, I would say there's room for more than one, because Enyo is also a Greek god of, a goddess or god of war.
Athena, she's a warrior, but she's also wisdom.
Just like her mom.
I guess she's not the god of war. She's the god of wisdom.
But yeah, no. So what does it mean when you say the saint is a patron saint of something?
They're like the representation of the thing.
They
like rule over the thing. They are the thing.
They're connected to it.
They're connected to the thing.
It means that they were a person that, yeah, was connected to it.
I don't feel like I got quizzed last season.
Well, it's new season. New things.
We're trying a bunch of new stuff.
What's the name of a goddess that was a person first?
How dare you? Absolutely not. I cannot.
There's more than one correct answer, but the one I said before was Ariadne.
Medusa.
I do love Medusa.
Yeah, I don't know. I learned a lot of names for my coming episode, so I don't really have room for the...
Oh, yeah, it's for the stuff that I'm trying to say.
And, well, there's a lot of names I omitted just because I didn't want to learn how to say them. And I didn't want to say them incorrectly. So you wait until that. You wait until there's a bunch of vague information next episode.
Yeah, you could quiz me. You could say, so this vague thing. I always loved you.
Well, you, last episode you talked about Poseidon's wife, and I'm just so terrified that I'm going to offend her and Aphrodite by saying her name
wrong. Queen Aphrodite.
I know, I'm so worried I'm going to piss one of them off.
Well, Aphrodite loves when you have your hair down. Your hair looks sexy pushed back, according to Aphrodite.
When you came on the Google Meet, my hair looked really good.
Ooh.
I looked really sweaty before then. All I did was brush it.
Aphrodite loves helping people with their hair. So just if you ever have a hair issue.
I will say, since I've started working with Venus, I do think I've gotten... And look, looks aren't everything, but I do think I've gotten a little prettier.
I mean, you're gorgeous. You're glowing.
I just feel like my makeup's been working out for me. My hair's been working out for me all of a sudden. I was going to say my skin's clearing up, but I don't get pimples.
You're like, I actually have always been gorgeous.
Actually, my skin is clear. It's been clear.
Actually, I've always been gorgeous, so that's different.
I'll get like one sometimes. Every, like, fiscal quarter.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I definitely got prettier when I started working with Aphrodite. That's for sure.
Work with a beauty goddess and be prettier because of it.
I mean, Aphrodite was never...
But you're already so pretty right now. I don't know who I'm talking to, I need you to know. All of you right now, all of our listeners are so pretty. Every single one of them. And you don't need to get prettier. But if you wanted to... Work with a beauty goddess.
I mean, amazing. I also love that Aphrodite was like, actually, when I emerged from the ocean fully grown, the seafoam loved me so much that it was like, actually, I'm going to be a dress now. She's like, I'm just saying.
You know, that's the Matt story. Nope. That's the story Matt tells. That's the story she tells Matt, and then Athena tells me a different story.
What's the story that Athena tells you?
That they're sisters.
Oh, yeah, because in some version, she is a daughter of Zeus.
Of Zeus, and they're sisters.
She also, there are a few different versions of her birth, and there also are different epithets of Aphrodite.
I've always seen Athena as a representation of, like, sisters.
Tell me more.
I wonder if anyone else sees that.
Tell me more.
Well, because I'm freshman year of high school. That's the myth they taught us.
Which, excuse me, please elaborate, which myth was this?
I don't remember. They were just, Zeus was her dad, and they were sisters.
Yeah. We love to see it. Because wasn't that when they were with Queen Persephone before she gets abducted?
I don't know.
You're like, I mean, I know I brought it up, but I don't know. You're like, that's in the past.
Was Queen Persephone born before Aphrodite?
Yes. Actually...
No.
I don't know. Well, Queen Persephone, both Athena and Queen Persephone were born pre Hera and Zeus's kids. But Aphrodite also is not one of Queen Hera's kids, so.
Is Persephone one of Zeus's kids?
Yes, but she was born before.
Oh, no, I knew that. I knew that.
She was born from Demeter and King Zeus, like, before.
Yeah. I know Demeter's her mom. I'm not a crazy person. If you're gonna know Persephone, you gotta know Demeter. I mean, come on.
I mean.
What was that?
I mean.
What was that face?
What?
Matt made a face like he's been actively fighting off Demeter from his
space. Well, I tried to give a mutual friend, Andrea's friend. No, I'm kidding. A mutual friend.
She took it.
A pin. Oh, did she get it?
No. Yeah. She came over this week. Remember?
Oh, yeah. And she got it. Okay. Yeah. I tried to give.
Yeah. She took it.
This mutual friend. Me and her are incredibly close. Andrea's jealous. I tried to give this mutual friend a pin of Demeter because she works very closely with Demeter. And she left it at
Andrea's.
Demeter,
I think, is her patron.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Or Iris.
Yeah.
Or Iris. One of the two.
Yeah.
But I think it might be Demeter.
I would agree. That is definitely one of those two.
Thanks, I guess. Why'd you say it like that?
I would say it's definitely one of them. For sure.
Yeah, she left the Demeter pin here in my house. And I told her that, and she was like, yeah, Demeter's real pissed. And I was like, not at me. She's hanging out with her daughter. She's having a
the
blast
way she's,
here. The vibes are immaculate.
The way she's like, well, no, Matt tried to give her. Andrea's having me hang out with my daughter. She's like, I'm doing great over here.
I put her next to the pomegranate. And the room, like, brightened up.
It literally did.
I'm not lying.
It literally did, though. Like, I visited her when this was happening, like, post her putting it next to the pomegranate.
She was so happy.
Yeah, no, she's right. I agree. Like, I was like, yep, this is good vibes.
I will say, though, it immediately got cold, so it makes me think that Persephone ran away back. She was like, it's not time yet, Mom.
I love Queen Persephone.
No, it'll be warm again.
I also respect and fear.
Do you think?
What?
Demeter. Yeah.
And the way she was like, you know, you could give her my pin.
Not a lot of them scare me. Demeter scares me.
Well, she was like, you could give Sarah the pin. I was like, are you sure? She's just a trap.
It's a trap. She's like, no. I work with Sarah. I don't work with you. And you're like, I don't know.
I was like, I don't know.
But yeah, it's been fun.
I was like, you want me to give a pin of you away, then go outside where you are?
Ugh, I hate going outside.
I'm like, that's scary. That's where the you
Not
are.
Not because of you, Demeter.
No, yeah, Demeter's great. But I'm like, but that's where Demeter
you
is.
She great outside vibes.
I also do like that she was like, you're going to take my daughter away? I'm going to kill the people. She was like, oh, okay.
Thought you were gonna save myself, and I was like, whoa.
No, she was.
Can gods do that?
She was like, this is my daughter, and if anything ever happens to her, I will kill all of you. She was like, just in case anyone wasn't,
like the Rosa Diaz.
Oh my god, I can't.
I've only had him for a day. But if anything happened to him, I would kill everyone and then myself.
Rudolph King Zeus is like, be a real shame if you were to suffer that fate.
Be a real shame if you were to suffer that fate.
Well, oh man, was that Hasbin that we were watching when they said that?
They said suffer that fate, and you said, what a shame it would be to suffer that fate.
And then Andrea just loses it.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny. Watch Hasbin Hotel. You know who's in that? Rosa Diaz.
Yes. Also,
she plays Vaggie.
A character named Rose or Rosa or something, right? Rosie. There's a character
Rosie, you love Rosie.
And
there's a theory out there. If you guys watch Hasbin Hotel and love it, we'll do a whole Hasbin Hotel episode. We won't even talk about witchcraft. We'll talk about all of our theories. It'll be insane. You can't even stop us. Now it doesn't even matter if you want it or not. It's going to be one of my episodes.
Which I don't have any control over.
I can't tell Matt what to do with his episodes, but I can tell myself what to do with mine.
Well, she tried to. She was like, no more deities. I was like, fat chance.
No. I didn't say no more deities. I just feel like we need to balance it out more. But now that I'm doing now that I'm doing separate topics, I feel like I can focus more on the witchcraft if you want to focus on the deities.
You know, time will tell.
There's two of us.
Time will tell. Tia Tamara.
Only one of the podcasts.
Our twin's big like Tia Tamara.
I thought you said see you tomorrow. And I was like, is that how you're ending this?
Toodles.
I was like, we won't. We won't.
Well, do you want a reading of your patron goddess? I feel like you're set.
Yeah, give me a little patron reading.
I feel like you're set, actually. I'm going to head out. See you tomorrow. No. Could you imagine?
One time, Matt called me, and almost immediately they go, I'm actually really busy. I have to go. And they paused for so long that I thought they hung up on me for a second.
And then I came back and was like, actually, just kidding. I called you.
And it would have been so much funnier if you just committed and hung up on me.
You're so
funny. Like, the moment's never going to be as funny as that would have been.
Yeah. But it was really fun.
Oh, it was so funny.
Okay, who's ready for a Medusa reading for Andrea?
Hi, Medusa. She's so cute. She's right behind me. I'm in my living room because my desk is right next to the laundry and the dryer's going.
Athena also has some
been going this whole time, which means it's been going for at least 2 hours and it's still going.
Amazing.
What'd you say about Medusa?
Athena also has something to say.
Oh, Athena, I love her. I've been working with her closely, too.
So fun.
Is she going to tell me that Aphrodite's not her sister? Because I'll be devastated. Well, she still has Persephone. No. She still has Persephone. It's fine.
Could you imagine if she was like, Andrea?
It's okay if she only has one sister. I only have one
sister.
Well,
she's sisters with everyone that Zeus is...
Well, that doesn't count.
What?
Did they act like sisters?
They're ageless. I don't know.
Did they run around being sisters?
I don't know. I feel like her and some of them could
Persephone
be.
And Aphrodite, I feel like that.
You're like, if this isn't
They were all around the same time.
You're like, if this one version of mythology isn't true, I'm gonna
And then I got over it really fast. It's fine.
If anything happens to my version of the mythology, I'm gonna
It's not my version, it's the version I was taught.
Athena's version.
In public school.
Oh, you're like, it's Athena's version.
She's so strong. All right, give me my messages, okay, card demi boy.
I'm trying to figure out which deck I want to use.
Use the bright one. Sorry, not adjectives. Loki, should he use a bright one? He doesn't say anything.
He's like, it's not about me. What do I care? He's like, what?
It's just maybe.
He's like, it's not a reading
He's
for
so
me.
So sick of me.
Well, let me grab a bright deck. Okay.
What's up?
One, two, or three?
Three.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Why? Did you not think I'd pick that fast?
I didn't know if you were going to pick that fast. I didn't know that you would pick this one. I'm surprised. It's my new deck!
Is that the one with the pink edges?
Yeah!
That's what I meant by the bright one.
Yeah! Woo! And that was number three in my choices!
That's so funny. It's almost like, we're with us? No.
Me just spraying sage around. Gotta cleanse the space.
Gotta.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me straight. Give it to me queer.
Oh. Are you ready?
Yeah. Is it Athena being like, actually, I'm your patron?
Could you imagine? No, but it's Medusa with the metal chair.
I thought you meant the card.
So, Athena has one card, but it's impactful. And Medusa, because this was more about a Medusa reading, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Medusa cards. The Eight of Swords.
We love swords.
Do we? Because the swords have to do with, like, anxiety and, like, mental, you know, health and stuff.
Okay, that sounds pretty on brand for me. Oh, that's another update. My anxiety has been upgraded. I know we're not on that episode anymore. My anxiety has been upgraded to a panic disorder.
Ooh, who's gonna panic? It's gonna be Andrea.
Me. Yeah, that's a pretty constant. Yeah, solid constant.
So, this has been having to feel like you want a change, like, especially a physical change in location, you want to change your relationship status, like, you want to change, and you feel
yeah,
like,
those are both things that I want, and that I think about daily.
And you feel like you can't get them, and so you feel like you're being, like, held back, or, like, bound, like, you're, the Eight of Swords has to do with, like, an ability to move forward, self-binding.
I definitely did feel that way. I don't think I feel that way right now. I think I feel pretty
well, then let's look at
okay about my situation. I think I've accepted it. It took me over a year to accept me living in my parents' basement.
But, you know, I'm proud of you.
So
I love your parents' basement.
If you're out there listening to this, yeah, except for the Fae.
It's not a... Six of Wands. If we're out there, what do we think, Andrea? So we
oh my
have,
God, it's my
next
job.
We have the Six of Wands, which is success and recognition. So this is saying that you've worked really hard and you're finally being recognized for it. Whether it's a formal award or a pat on the back, you've earned it. This is Medusa saying, so this is, yes, the job, but also Medusa's kind of being like, listen, your job is appreciating you, and she's also kind of giving you a pat on the back. She's giving you a pat on the back.
Let your cup overflow. I don't know why I keep saying that.
We did it, Joe. Well, and then there's Six of Cups. Okay, so now you're being... You've been talking about the, like, shadow work and stuff. I think there is a call to... I know you don't remember a lot of it, but there's a call to do some shadow work with maybe some childhood stuff. That's the Six of Cups is like the childhood card. And then we have the, so we have Crystals, which in this deck is Pentacles. So in this deck, all of the things are the same besides Pentacles becomes Crystals. And we have Six of Crystals, which has to do with, like, giving. So this is saying that you've gone through a lot, especially in the past couple, obviously. You've gone through a lot. Yes. And you're starting to come out on the other side. You're doing some more reflection. You're getting to be in a better place about how you're feeling about being at home.
It's all true.
Like, there's a lot that you've kind of worked on, and you're still working through. But this is saying not to forget the people around you. So it's saying that when you are in a place where you feel like you're doing pretty okay, to check in on those around you.
Matt, are you doing okay?
Okay. I'll take my answer off the air.
No, Matt's like, I plead the fifth.
It's Medusa saying, check it out, Matt. Like, how's Matt doing?
I mean, I can't tell any specifics, but a lot has come out recently in my past few weeks where I have learned that I am not the worst off a lot of the people around me right now. And I think I have to kind of shift from, like, being the taken care of to the, now that I have more energy, to, like, the caretaker, to all the caretakers who are breaking down now. You know? Is that
amazing.
What it's telling me? I have to support system.
Ugh. Yes.
Fine.
And then, are you ready? This one's going to hit you, though. Are you ready? The last one from Medusa. So about that maladaptive daydream.
Okay. I don't even do it that much.
It's the Seven of Cups, which is the card that says, like, get your head out of the clouds.
Okay. That's not about maladaptive daydreaming. I do that more as a hobby
now.
What
is it about,
then? I'm not going to lie. I just kind of do it in my free time when I don't have anything else to entertain me, because sometimes I get bored of all of the methods of entertainment. So it's not really affecting my life. I think it's about... Say it again.
So it's the get your head out of the clouds,
be present, get
more grounded.
I have a hard time being grounded, like, in my body. And while I was having, like, all of these really bad physical symptoms of my anxiety over the past few years, I kind of just let myself out of my body. And now it's really hard to keep me back in there.
I think that's what it's alluding to.
I've learned that if I wear heavy earrings, I'll stay in my body because I can feel them and it feels like they're pulling me down to the ground. So, if you have pierced ears and you're having the same problem I am, try that. I have a friend who went to a retreat in Costa Rica for a month. And she says the best way to ground yourself is to just throw yourself on the ground. So, good tips here. Wear heavy earrings, throw yourself on the ground.
And so now we have the card from Athena, which the card itself also is important, the way it looks.
It's pretty. She's holding a lantern. What is it? Is it the hermit?
Yes.
Is it because I won't leave the house?
Yeah.
I left the house today.
It's also having to do, though, because the picture itself is a woman holding a lantern. And to me, it's giving me the vibes of what you said about Athena being like, you know, it might be kind of a hard time right now, but you just kind of have to do it. So it's Athena being like, you have to keep showing up. Like, you have to keep
showing
up.
She's my strength
First and foremost for yourself, but then also for the people around you. Like, you need time to ground and have some introspection, but you can't. This is going to be a time again of coming more into, like, how does your support system need support?
Yeah, fine.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
Matt's like, I don't like the disdain in your voice as part of your support system.
Yeah.
You might need your support.
I'll take my answer off the air.
That's going to be this season's bit.
Whatever, Andrew, ask me anything even remotely personal. I'll take my answer off the air.
Matt, what shirt are you wearing today?
Oh, actually, that's a whalebone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'll take it off the air. This has been really fun, guys.
I mean, just follow remember, us. If you're out there,
yeah, I guess.
Follow life is worth
us on
living.
Social media.
And follow us on social media and rate us 5 stars.
On the air, because we care.
And remember, life can be hard, but you're the strong one. You're not nervous.
Neither.
And that's that on that.
And that's that on that.